By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah عز وجل, I'm excited to be welcoming you back to This Morning with Madani Channel. This Morning with Rise and Shine, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us so many blessings, so many countless blessings, but literally countless. You know, we can't count the amount of blessings, and there are many blessings which we are not even aware of. This is the beauty. There are many blessings which we are not even aware of. But as time passes, as science advances, we can say, as our knowledge increases, we learn more about the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, whether we look at the world around us or whether we even look at the alam as-sagheer, our own bodies, my dear viewers, microcosm. Whether even we look at our own bodies, Allahu Akbar, full replete with the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear viewers, I want to tell just one thing, one note. Remember, as the weather does change, this could affect us in terms of illnesses, etc. And that's what we shall be speaking about today. But remember, we need to be safe. So many of you was better safe than sorry, meaning precaution. We must be precautious. We must be precautious. Don't just think, oh yeah, so what, you know, I'll get ill, what's that? And in fact, there is goodness in being ill. There is reward in being ill. That's fine, but a lesson to take from the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that it doesn't mean we just, you know, turn ill or we do not take care, do not take any precautions whatsoever. No, we must do our part. Then if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows an illness upon us, but that's the topic, inshallah, we shall be speaking about a little later. Alhamdulillah, you are watching Rise and Shine this morning. Today, mashallah, we have a guest. Let's go to the tilawat of the glorious Quran. My dear viewers, every single day we begin by listening to the Quran, by listening to the translation of the glorious Quran. We began from the beginning, alhamdulillah, from Surah Al-Fatiha. We listen to the entire Surah Al-Fatiha, followed by Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah Ali Imran, which is the first, second, third chapter. And then, my dear viewers, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth chapter. And these are amongst the biggest, you can say, the largest or the longest eight chapters of the glorious Quran. They are amongst the longest, and some are the longest themselves. Surah Al-Baqarah, the longest chapter of the Quran. So these long chapters have been covered. And yesterday we began the ninth chapter, which is Surah At-Tawbah. And Alhamdulillah, that is what we shall continue to listen to, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. My dear viewers, do remember that whilst the Quran is being recited, then we should give our full attention to the recitation of the glorious Quran. And as well as this, my dear viewers, make good intentions, because the more good intentions you make, yes, finish the sentence, the more good intentions you make, the more reward you shall gain, inshallah, azza wa jal. Let's listen to the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
میں اللہ تعالیٰ کی پناہ میں آتا ہوں شیطان مردود سے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا.
كيف يكون للمشركين عهد عند الله وعند رسوله إلا الذين عاهدتم عند المسجد الحرام.
مشرکوں کے لیے اللہ اور اس کے رسول کے پاس کوئی عہد کیوں کر ہوگا مگر وہ جن سے تمہارا معاہدہ مسجد حرام کے پاس ہوا.
فما استقاموا لكم فاستقيموا لهم ان الله يحب المتقين.
تو جب تک وہ تمہارے لیے عہد پر قائم رہیں تم ان کے لیے قائم رہو، بے شک پرہیزگار اللہ کو خوش آتے ہیں.
كيف وإن يظهروا عليكم لا يرقبوا فيكم إلا ولا ذمة.
بھلا کیوں کر ان کا حال تو یہ ہے کہ تم پر قابو پائیں تو نہ قرابت کا لحاظ کریں نہ عہد کا.
يرضونكم بأفواههم وتأبى قلوبهم وأكثرهم فاسقون.
اپنے منہ سے تمہیں راضی کرتے ہیں اور ان کے دلوں میں انکار ہے اور ان میں اکثر بے حکم ہیں.
اشتروا بآیات اللہ ثمنا قلیلا فصدوا عن سبیلہ انہم سا
اللہ کی آیتوں کے بدلے تھوڑے دام مول لیے تو اس کی راہ سے روکا، بے شک وہ بہت ہی برے کام کرتے ہیں.
لا يرقبون في مؤمن الا ولا ذمه واولئك هم المعتدون.
کسی مسلمان میں نہ قرابت کا لحاظ کریں نہ عہد کا اور وہی سرکش ہیں.
فَإِن تَابُوا وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَمُوا الزَّكَاةَ فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ.
پھر اگر وہ توبہ کریں اور نماز قائم رکھیں اور زکاة دیں تو وہ تمہارے دینی بھائی ہیں.
وَنُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ.
اور ہم آیتیں مفصل یعنی کھول کھول کر بیان کرتے ہیں جاننے والوں کے لیے.
وَإِن نَكَثُوا أَيْمَانَهُمْ مِن بَعْدِ عَهْدِهِمْ وَطَعَنُوا فِي دِينِكُمْ فَقَاتِلُوا أَئِمَّةَ الْكُفْرِ إِنَّهُمْ فَقَاتِلُوا أَئِمَّةَ الْكُفْرِ إِنَّهُمْ لَا
اور اگر عہد کر کے اپنی قسمیں توڑیں اور تمہارے دین پر منہ آئیں یعنی اعتراض و تان کریں تو کفر کے سرغنوں سے لڑو، بے شک ان کی قسمیں کچھ نہیں اس امید پر کہ شاید وہ باز آئیں.
الا تقاتلون قوما نکثوا ایمانهم وهموا باخراج الرسول وهم بدؤوكم اول مره.
کیا اس قوم سے نہ لڑو گے جنہوں نے اپنی قسمیں توڑی اور رسول کے نکالنے کا ارادہ کیا حالانکہ انہی کی طرف سے پہل ہوئی ہے.
اتخشونهم فالله احق ان تخشوه ان كنتم مؤمنين.
کیا ان سے ڈرتے ہو تو اللہ اس کا زیادہ مستحق ہے کہ اس سے ڈرو اگر ایمان رکھتے ہو.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you are watching Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah, we have listened to the beautiful verses of the glorious Quran. We are going to now be moving on to the Naat Sharif of the greatest of mankind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just before that, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have today's daily question. What is today's question? Today's question is, it's one we've had before. Many people who regularly watch would be aware of the answer. Maybe they will, maybe they wouldn't. I'm not sure myself too. It's one which, okay, let's just get straight to the question. What is the question? The question is, how many times approximately has the commandment, how many times has the commandment for Salah been mentioned in the Quran? How many times, approximately how many times, have we been commanded to perform or establish our Salah? The commandment for Salah, how many times do we find this within the glorious Quran? How many times has this been mentioned in the glorious Quran? As usual, there are four options. Option number one, 500 times. Wow, 500 times. And there's not an option of one. There's not an option of 2 times, of 5 times, of 10 times. That's option number one is 500, my dear viewers. But it may not be number one. It may be number two. 700 times. Allahu Akbar. Have we been ordered 700 times within the glorious Quran to establish or pray Salah? Allahu Akbar. Option number three, my dear viewers, 950 times. Option number four, 1,000 times. Wow. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, well, the lesson to take from this, it doesn't matter what the correct answer is. The lesson to be taken from this is, that look how many times, even if it's 100 times, we have been ordered in the glorious Quran to establish our prayer. Why do we not pray our Salah? Why do we miss our Salah? I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to pray every single Salah, to never ever miss any prayers. May we not even miss one single prayer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from this, inshallah azza wa jal. And as well as this, all those prayers we may have missed in the past, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to make up for those prayers, to perform the qaza, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, the qaza. We must make up for those missed prayers too. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have listened to the beautiful tilawat of the glorious Quran. We are going to move on to the Naat Sharif of the greatest of all mankind, the peace of our hearts and our minds, the most generous and kind, the last and final prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers, let's move to the Naat Sharif, inshallah azza wa jal. If you are aware of the words, then try to read along. Try to read along. If you can't read along, then sit back and enjoy, inshallah azza wa jal. Because no doubt every single day, whatever the Naat is beautiful. Is beautiful. And for those who understand that, at an advantage too. But nevertheless, whatever it may be, let's listen to the Naat Sharif. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Aapki nisbat anana-e Hussain hai badi daulat anana-e Hussain dur kar furqat اپنی دے قربت اے نانا اے حسین آپ کی نسبت اے نانا اے حسین ہے بڑی دولت اے نانا اے حسین یا نبی میرے آقا یا نبی میرے آقا یا نبی میرے آقا یا نبی یا حسین غم تو اب مدینے میں بلا کر دور کر یہ غم فرقت اے نانا اے حسین حسین آپ کی نسبت اے نانا اے حسین ہے بڑی دولت اے نانا اے حسین دور کر فرقت اے نانا اے حسین اپنی دے قربت اے نانا اے حسین میں مدینے مسافر اب بنو کیجئے رحمت اے نانا اے حسین چل مدینہ کی بشارت دیجئے کیجئے رحمت اے نانا اے حسین آپ کی نسبت اے نانا اے حسین ہے بڑی دولت اے نانا اے حسین آپ کی نسبت اے نانا اے حسین میرے آقا یا نبی آپ کی نسبت اے نانا اے حسین ہے بڑی دولت اے نانا اے حسین اپنا غم اور چشم نم دے دیجئے کیجئے رحمت اے نانا اے حسین عشق میں آہے برو روتا رہوں کیجئے رحمت اے نانا اے حسین آپ کی نسبت اے نانا اے حسین ہے بڑی دولت اے نانا اے حسین دور کر فرقت اے نانا اے حسین اپنی دے قربت اے نانا اے حسین یا رسول اللہ انظر حالنا یا حبیب اللہ اسمع قالنا إنني في بحر هم مغرق خذ يدي ساحل لنا إشكالنا اپنے جلبوں سے عطا فرمائیے نزع میں راحت اے نانا اے حسین دو بقیے پاک میں دو گز زمین تم پہ تربت اے نانا اے حسین آپ کی نسبت اے نانا اے حسین ہے بڑی دولت اے نانا اے حسین دور کر فرقت اے نانا اے حسین اپنی دے قربت اے نانا اے حسین دعوت اسلامی والوں پر صدا کیجئے رحمت اے نانا اے حسین ہر ولی کا واسطہ تار پر کیجئے رحمت اے نانا اے حسین آپ کی نسبت اے نانا اے حسین ہے بڑی دولت اے نانا اے حسین دور کر فرقت اے نانا اے حسین اپنی دے قربت اے نانا اے حسین آپ کی نسبت اے نانا اے حسین ہے بڑی دولت اے نانا اے حسین
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. The viewers, mashallah, just seen the visuals of the beautiful city of Al-Madinatul Munawwara whilst listening to the Naad Sharif of Rasulullah صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. The greatest of all people, the greatest of all mankind, the greatest of all creation. And then the greatest of all cities, Al-Madinatul Munawwara, the city of love, the city of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah, such a peaceful, such a beautiful city. Such a beautiful city, my dear viewers of Ummah, inshallah. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to very, very soon go to this blessed city, to visit this blessed city, and more importantly, the blessed shrine of the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Inshallah azza wa jalla, I do pray this comes to pass. My dear viewers, today's daily topic. What is today's topic? Today's topic, mashallah, is a beautiful topic. It's a brilliant, very, very important topic, especially since recent events. Today, inshallah azza wa jalla, we shall be speaking about illness. No, I'm not a doctor. I'm not going to be giving scientific information, no, Islamic. In regards to illness, illness. So we really think, wow, illness. When was the last time you were ill? Everybody is ill. There are a few exceptions. One exception is Fir'aun. Fir'aun was never ill. And by illness, I mean that Fir'aun never even suffered from, you would say, a migraine or a headache. Something which we possibly have, you know, every other week maybe. Of 2 weeks, you think, oh, I've got a headache, I've got a headache, you know, I need to just rest and go sleep. Fir'aun never even had a headache, a migraine, you know, he did not ever experience the slightest of illnesses. Yes, the Fir'aun, he never experienced anything. But other than the Fir'aun, and I think there's other exceptions, there's an exception mentioned by another individual too that I have heard of. But with some exceptions. Now remember, such people, and this is what shows us how great of a blessing it is, in fact, to be ill. That what happened? Fir'aun, some of the scholars, they say that one of the reasons why he considered himself to be, ma'azallah, a god. This is what he claimed. He considered himself to be a god. One of the reasons the scholars give is that because he never even suffered an illness, he thought himself, I am God, ma'azallah, astaghfirullah. This is what he thought. So illness in a way does keep us in our place, does show us who we are. That, you know, we are human beings, we are weak. But Monday views upon the challenges generally, coming back, illness is something which everyone, we all, some time of our life have. Sometimes it's much more severe than other times. I'm just thinking myself, what's the most difficult of illnesses I've ever faced? I remember as a youngster, as a child, I did have stomach problems. I used to have stomach problems. So that I remember. That's as a child, you have many things. Other than that illness, I'm speaking about illness. One thing could be being in an accident, I've hurt myself. I've possibly broken my nose. That's one thing that comes to mind. I'm not sure I've possibly hurt myself in some other places, my reviews. But in terms of illness, the most I remember is stomach ache. This was really bad. And recently, you know, this COVID spreading too. So many people have been affected by that. And many people still continue to. So this is another thing. So illnesses, personally, yes, the headaches, these are things which we have here and there, which I will have, you know, possibly every few months or so, or maybe even a fever. You know, you do sometimes come across a spraining of the neck. Sometimes, you know, sometimes you're doing something and you just pull a muscle, you sprain the neck maybe. This is a problem. But it's with different people depending on what you do. So people who do weight training may have joint injuries sometimes. Maybe because they're not doing it wrong. Maybe because they did not start, whatever it may be. So that's being hurt. You know, these are like accidents, aren't they? We're speaking about illnesses. Illnesses, a person having a headache, a person having a stomachache, stomach problem, and there are so many diseases and illnesses. There are so many. Different people will be afflicted by different ones. Namadevism on the channel. Yes, we all have illnesses. We are all sometimes ill. There are days, you know, we have our ups and downs, you can say. We are not feeling well. But now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, what we must think about is when we do fall ill, how do we reciprocate? How do we act? There would be children like, Mommy, I got a stomachache. Or I won't, you know, do something about it. Do it now. You know, oh, I've got a headache. And the mother's there for you, ready to do anything and everything. Yes, it happens with children. As they grow up, you don't really tend to rush to your mother. Sometimes it's still maybe. One thing I used to love about my mother, Madhavi, was is whatever problem I had, I knew she was the person to go to. I knew I could go to her and she'll give me some sort of remedy, maybe Asian. But she'll give me something and she'll be like, here, have this, you'll get better. or there's this in this place, go grab that. And have some, maybe have it with water. Eat some of that, your stomach problem will go away. Do this. She always knew. She's like a personal doctor, subhanAllah. A mother knows you best, my dear viewers. So yes, many times we'll rush to our mother, maybe our father. We'll rush to somebody else. And many times we'll rush to a doctor. This is what we do when we fall ill. But another thing we do, my dear viewers, is, and sadly, this is what happens many times. Now, there are some people you wish to tell. Why are you telling them? Because then people are able to help you. So a child will rush to the mother, I've got a stomachache, I've got a headache, whatever it may be. I'm feeling cold, I'm not feeling well. Because the mother will help them. She will give them some sort of medicine, she will aid them. You go to a doctor, why? Because the doctor is going to help you. But we're living in a time, and if it was where it's not only going to these people, it's going to nearly everyone. And just telling everyone. And just telling them for no reason, oh, I've got a headache. Look, did I ask you if I had a headache? Oh, I've got a headache. You go tell somebody else, oh, I've got a headache. You tell everyone in the world, you want everybody to know that you've got a headache today. People have their own problems. Why should they be bothered about you? My dear viewers, complaining. This is the point I was getting to. Complaining. That when we fall ill, many of us, we just come and complain. We don't have this sabr, patience. This is what we lack. We lack patience. And within the Quran, it is mentioned about sabr, how to be patient. The importance of patience. Sabr jameel. And some of the scholars, they say that, what does it mean by sabr jameel? What it means by sabr jameel is that you are so patient, so much so, that the worry which you have cannot be seen on your face. That tension cannot be seen on your face. That sadness cannot be seen on your face. Somebody will look at you, they cannot tell that you are ill. This is sabr jameel. This is true patience. Now, Allahu Akbar. You do get people walking on in so many ways. But if you was inshallah, something beautiful. Alhamdulillah, honestly, I was reading this. It was just so, so beautiful. I wish to just read it out for you. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the great companion of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam. He says that the beloved messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam had stated that it is strange for a believer that he fears illness. You would think, wow, everyone, we all fear illness, don't we? I don't wish to be ill. I think, every morning I need to come here, rise and shine. If I'm ill, I'm missing it. There's so many things I have to do throughout the day. If I'm ill, I'm going to miss all. So, we think, I hope I don't get ill. Yes, there's one thing which is hope. Another is that fear too. A fear of getting ill. There is this fear too. Many of us, so Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam states that it is strange for a believer that he fears illness. If he came to know what lies for him in illness, then he would prefer to remain ill his entire life. It's strange for a person to feel ill. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying. It's strange for a believer to fear illness. If he understood what lies in illness, then he would wish, he would hope that he was ill for his entire life. Allahu Akbar. He would hope, he would prefer to remain ill for his entire life. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he lifts his blessed head towards the heavens and begins to smile. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his blessed head, he raises it, he lifts it, looking up towards the heavens, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then smiles. He then smiles. And the companions, they asked, they said that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the reason for this? Why is it that you have just raise your head and smiling, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he replies and he says that I am astonished at two angels. I'm astonished, I'm amazed at two angels as they were both looking for a person in a masjid in which that person used to offer his salah. Now, when they did not find him, they went back and they said that, Ya Allah, Azza wa Jal, we would write the deeds done in the day and the night of this person. In the day of the and the night of this person, the servant of yours. But then we saw that, Ya Allah, you had caused him to be afflicted with some sort of tribulation, with some sort of hardship. Rasulullah is saying this. He's saying that, I'm amazed. Why am I smiling? Because I've seen two angels. They came to the masjid looking for a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they do not find him there because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has inflicted some sort of hardship on that person. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says to them that the deed that my servant used to do day and night, write that deed for him and do not reduce any reward. Do not reduce him in any sort of reward. As long as he is afflicted with this hardship, with this difficulty, his reward is bifadli. His reward is by my grace, upon my grace. And for him is also the reward of the deeds that he used to do. Subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. When we perform good acts, okay, we fall ill. But, and although now we are not able to perform those same acts, we are not able to perform those same acts, yet, Allahu Akbar, we still gain the reward for those, although we are ill. And when we are ill, my dear viewers of Madani channel, when we are ill, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showering His blessings, His mercy upon us. And it removes too a person's sins. It removes a person's sins. My dear viewers of Madani channel, what to take from this is illness is a blessing. You can say in disguise, it is a blessing in disguise. Sometimes when we are ill, our sins to be shed, for our sins to be erased, cleared, so that when we do come to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah azza wa jal, then we can be given entrance, we'll be free of sin, and given entrance into Jannah. Subhanallah. So this is just something to remember. There will be many people out there suffering from many illnesses. There are many people who suffer from diabetes. Many people who suffer from cancer, especially cancer. Cancer, my dear viewers. Nowadays, COVID, all of these illnesses, all of these diseases, so many types. And those people who, you know, they're probably ill for a very long duration, having a stroke, heart attack, whatever it may be. And they would be worried. Some would be bedridden. And yes, you know, it is something to be worried about. Some gradually losing the eyesight, whatever it may be. Some kidney failure, some unable to breathe. The lungs. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani channel, there are many people out there who may have many illnesses, diseases, whatever it may be. But what we must remember is this is a blessing in disguise, inshallah. And yes, it's difficult. It's difficult for the family. For those people who, you know, my own mother, she suffered from cancer. May Allah Ta'ala bless her. You know, many people in, well, we've had many people in my family, would be many people in your family who have, you know, many sort of illnesses. Right now, they may be very, very ill. Right now they may be very extremely ill. Firstly, we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant every one of them shifa inshallah azza wa jal, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a true means for their forgiveness. But my dear viewers, remain hopeful inshallah. Continue. Remember, one thing we must remember is everybody has to die. One day we are all going to die, but it's about how we go. It's not about going. It's not a question of going. It's not a question of dying. We are all going to die. I'm going to die. You are going to die. The question is about how, you know, this in some way we can have an effect on this. Meaning that if we are to pray our salah regularly, if we are to pray our salah regularly, maybe go to the masjid and pray at home. But imagine you're praying your salah and then you pass away. Imagine you're performing your ablution, getting ready for your salah and then pass away. Imagine you have just completed your salah and then you pass away. Or imagine, you know, after having asked forgiveness for every single one of our sins and then passing away. So in some way, the condition of how we do pass away, the condition we are in, this we do have some power over. This we do have some power over. So we need to decide, how is it that we leave this world for the eternal abode? We can, you know, there may be a person who is ill, recite Surah Yasin for them. MashaAllah, 1 hour of, MashaAllah, a personally, a very, very close brother, and friend, a teacher, a Madani Madhavi, he graduated from the first class of Jamiatul Madina, our respected Ustaz Sahib. Their father passed away only last week. May Allah Ta'ala grant them the highest abode, inshallah, the companionship of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the Akhirah. Now, how did they pass away? When they passed away, they were listening to Surah Yasin. Why? Because the people around them were reciting Surah Yasin. They were reciting it, my dear viewers. So similarly, we should, yes, it doesn't mean be hopeless, they're definitely going to pass away. No, we do dua. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them shifa. But, my dear viewers, inshallah, we should do the most that we can to keep it Islamic, inshallah, to aid them and keep them always, yes, always be hopeful. Remember, and always assure them, reassure them, inshallah, just pray for them. Inshallah, no problem, you're going to be better, inshallah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. May Allah ta'ala grant you shifa. There are some people who be really, really negative. This happened to this person, this is what happened to them, and that person, how is this going to be depressed? It's going to be sad. No, there's etiquette of even visiting that person who is ill. But always be hopeful, always reassure such a person. And mashallah, our guest today, we have a beautiful individual who inshallah shall be joining us very, very soon. And there is so much to be learned from this individual too, inshallah azza wa jal. But my dear viewers, first let's go to our daily reminder, inshallah azza wa jal. Don't forget the daily question. The question, my dear viewers, of the day is, how many times was a commandment for salah given within the glorious Quran? 4 options. Option number 1, 500. Option number 2, 700. Option number 3, I think it was 950. And option number 4, 1000. Which is the correct answer? Please do send in your answers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you all, bless you all, inshallah azza wa jal. Let's go to our daily reminder. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Great Sahabi Rasul Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala an was extremely brave, possessing unshakable firmness in faith and the highest extent of piety, taqwa. He would refrain from worldly pleasures and would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. One day he was tending to his animals when his son Umar bin Sa'ad arrived and asked, "O beloved father, you are here tending your camels and goats when people are discussing issues of the caliphate. Hearing this, Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala an lovingly struck his hand against the chest of his son and said, "Uskut, be quiet. I heard the final Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallama stating, Allah indeed loves a servant who is righteous, independent and hidden." Respected viewers of Madani Shalom, these are three beautiful qualities a believer, a mu'min should possess. This was guided by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallama and narrated by Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala an. What are those beautiful qualities which have been mentioned, that one should be righteous, one should have taqwa, piety within one's personality, and one should be independent, one should not rely on others, depend on others. And further is that a person should remain hidden. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ability to adopt all these three mentioned qualities by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And viewers of Madani Shalom, you are watching Rise and Shine. Don't forget the daily question. How many times have the commandment for salah been given in the Quran? Salah, my viewers, how many times within the glorious Quran? There's four options. Option number one, 500 times. Option number two, 700 times. Option number three, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, has the order of Salah been given 950 times? Or option number four, was it 1,000 times? 950,000, which is the correct answer? You have four options, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, 500, 700, 950, or 1,000. Please do send in your answers, inshallah, wa azza wa jal. My dear viewers, it has been stated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these are some sayings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he said that if Allah azza wa jal afflicts someone with a bodily illness, that illness is therefore a cause of forgiveness for that person. Similarly, it has been said that when a believer becomes ill, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purifies him from sins like a furnace cleanses the rust of iron. So when iron is placed into a furnace, rusty iron is placed within a furnace, then what does this furnace do? It completely cleanses the iron and removes the rust, filters, you could say, in a way, filters out the rust, my dear viewers. Similarly, when a person is bestowed with illness, when he is inflicted with some sort of illness, then this purifies him, just the way a furnace cleanses iron, Allahu Akbar, or the rust of iron, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. It has also been said that the sins of the sick person fall just as the leaves of a tree for Allahu Akbar. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, "I have made dependency a prison and illness a chain and tie with them whosoever I like amongst creation." Allahu Akbar. So I have made dependency a prison and illness a chain and tie with them whosoever I like amongst the creation. It's also said that when a person turns ill, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends two angels towards this person who go and see what this servant says. If the sick person praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, really this is beautiful for all those people who are truly ill. You know, because when we are ill, we tell everyone. When we are fine, we don't tell nobody, "Oh yes, I'm good today, I'm happy today, I'm fine today." In fact, how it happens, my dear viewers, is We don't even realize sometimes that the illness has gone. Sometimes there may be a pain. Let's just say you're feeling a pain. It was really severe too. Let's just say a toothache. You're feeling a toothache. And when a person has a toothache, a person, you know, cannot do anything. Yes, say, look, I'm not asking you to bloody buy something, is what somebody would say. I'm not asking you to buy something. I'm just asking you to walk to the shop for me. And you're saying you have a toothache. But really, when a person has a toothache, there's nothing they can do. You know, they can't sleep. They can't do anything. Tooth pain, my dear viewer. But that same tooth pain, a person goes to sleep, he wakes up the next day, he's not even realize the pain's gone. He's not even realize that pain has gone. He just continues back and forth his day. Somebody may ask him, oh, how's the tooth? Do you know, is it better? Like, oh, I forgot about that. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, you know, we always complain, we're telling people whenever we're feeling ill, you know, you're telling everyone, oh, I've got a tooth pain. But when you're better, you know, nobody shows or expresses happiness. Those people who are ill, it's said that when a person falls ill, then angels are sent to such a person to see what is this person going to say? What are the words which are going to come out of this person's mouth? Are they going to be words, vulgar words, swearing? This is what some people do. They're feeling ill. All they do, you know, all they're doing is just shouting at others, possibly swearing at others. Speaking negatively. Saying so many things, wrong things, bad things. But these angels, they go to a person. These angels, two angels, they come and they see, what is this person going to say? Is this person going to show his gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is he going to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is he going to say alhamdulillah? If he does, then the angels, they humbly state his saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They go say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, ya Allah, he's praising you. This person is praising you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no doubt, is completely aware that this person is praising him. It is said by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if I give this servant death from this illness, I will make him enter paradise. And if I bestow health upon this person, I will give him better flesh and blood than before and forgive this person's sins too. So either way, my dear viewers, brilliant. Subhanallah. So a person who's ill, person who may be severely ill, be careful what you say. Be careful what you say. Are you going to be cursing or will you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you praise and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you say alhamdulillah, then these angels, they come. They listen to you, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then they go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really knows, but they say to Allah ta'ala, ya Allah, this individual is praising you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if I give this person death now, then their sins are being forgiven due to this illness. They will be given paradise. If I give them health again, then they'll have better flesh and blood and they'll still be free from sin. So remember that, yes, illness, we only take that which is apparent, don't we? That we are feeling, I'm feeling the pain. It may be pain all over my body. I'm feeling the pain, that's all I can think about. I've felt a lot of pain. And really, sometimes, you know, you're feeling pain, you think there's nothing you could, I can barely move. That's how much pain I'm in. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, why? Because that's what's apparent. This is all the pain that's apparent. But then think, if I was to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if I was to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever illness it is you are in, be patient, inshallah. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read the tasbih. Glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you do, then this shall be a means for the forgiveness of your sins, inshallah. Let's move to the daily hadith sharif, because we have a few more segments for you too today, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
A Muslim is often intrigued about a particular matter, and that is, when will the day of judgment occur? Sometimes we don't think about a key question in relation to the hereafter and judgment day. What have I prepared for it? But we're all very eager to learn about the signs of the day of judgment. How far is it from our era? Which is not necessarily a wrong thing. But one thing to note here is, the way we are eager to know whether Qiyamah, the Day of Judgment, is qareeb or not, we should also prepare for it as well. One hadith of the Prophet ﷺ mentions certain signs that will occur before the Day of Judgment. Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu ta'ala is the narrator. He says, سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَقُولُ. I heard the Prophet ﷺ say, إِنَّ مِنْ أَشْرَاطِ السَّاعَةِ أَنْ يُرْفَعَ الْعِلْمِ. I heard the Prophet ﷺ say that from the signs of the hour, meaning Judgment Day, is that knowledge will be lifted, will be raised. وَيَكْثُرَ الْجَهْلُ And ignorance will become widespread. وَيَكْثُرَ الزِّنَا And adultery, fornication will become rampant, will become rife. وَيَكْثُرَ شُرْبُ الْخَمْرِ And alcohol will be drunk in large amounts, in abundance. وَيَقِلَّ الرِّجَالُ وَيَكْثُرَ النِّسَاءُ Males will be less in number and females will be greater in number. حَتَّى يَكُونَ لِخَمْسِينَ امْرَأَةً الْقَيِّمُ الْوَاحِدُ To the extent that 50 women will be supervised by one male, will be looked after, or there will be one male who is a guardian of 50 women. Now, subhanAllah, this hadith of the Prophet ﷺ tells us when judgment day will occur, or the signs of the day of judgment. And if we are truthful with ourselves, and we can't lie to ourselves, majority of these signs are occurring right now. How many people are seeking religious knowledge, sacred knowledge? And jahal, or ignorance, is widespread. People say what they like about the deen. They won't dare say anything regarding another field because they're not experts. But when it comes to the deen, they'll say anything and everything. Ma'adallah. Zina, again, is widespread. It's happening. Youngsters are struggling to get married and then they're resorting to haram. There's pressures of society. Parents are not agreeing to marriages and all sorts of problems are occurring. Alcohol is being drunk. It's easily available. People are drinking. People are consuming it. And the last sign, we can see remnants of that as well. So, the best thing for a Muslim to do is gain knowledge of the deen, knowledge of when the hour will be established, and prepare for the afterlife. Not just be interested in learning about the hadith, which is good to learn about the hadith, learn about the topics mentioned in the hadith, but the actual purpose behind all of this is to do amal. May Allah Ta'ala enable us to prepare for the hereafter.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Inshallah, that was the daily hadith sharif, alhamdulillahi azza wa jalla, from our respected Ustad Kaleem Sahib, Hafiz Kaleem Sahib from Birmingham, mashallah. May Allah Ta'ala bless him too. We do have our guest who has joined us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, Shahbaz Bhai and the viewers of Madani channel.
MashaAllah. How are you feeling today, MashaAllah, Imran Bhai?
Yeah, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, ala kulli hal bazur. I'm keeping very well. I'm in good spirit. And Allah shukr.
Ji, MashaAllah. Should we begin with the topic, Imran Bhai? MashaAllah. Medievism, inshallah, this is a Muballigh, mashallah, of Da'wat Islami from South Africa. He is. I commented today's topic, illness, Imran Bhai. What comes to mind?
What, you know, a wonderful topic, Huzoor, actually very, very relevant to my personal circumstances. But when I think of illness, the thing that comes to mind is that illness, as I envisage it and I see it, it is a braking system from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, the vehicle is going very fast and very speedy. You need to brake to slow the speed. So I view this beautiful concept of illness, this concept of illness, as a braking system from Allah Azza wa Jal upon us and Hassan upon us in our general life of heedlessness, our life of perhaps sin, our life of attachment to this dunya. Illness to me is a stark reminder and the reality that we are not infallible, Maulana. We are insan and we are weak.
Yes.
We are those limited beings under the control of that unlimited Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Illness to me tells me that we are weak. It humbles us. And it is a means, no doubt. It is a means, no doubt, of us drawing closer to Allah. If we've gone far from Allah, illness is that breaking system, as I said. It is that reality check that brings us back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It redirects us, it reconfigures us back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you are a pious person, then illness is that means through which Allah azza wa jal raises your maqam and your status further. So illness, the way I see it, Huzoor, if you're an arrogant, illness is a guard against arrogance. It is a powerful, powerful guard against arrogance. Often you'll find a person is, you know, he's walking the face of the earth with arrogance, with pomp and glamour, as if there is nothing that can stop him. But when the person gets ill, when the person gets sick, suddenly he's humble. Suddenly he turns back to Rabb Azza wa Jalla. You know, I am reminded of, mashallah, a narration that I was reading in one of the beautiful booklets of Dawud Islami, that is, which is narrated in Yaul Ulum, that we often wonder, why did Fir'aun, you know, why was he so stubborn and arrogant? And mashallah, yes, it is written in Ilyahul Ulum that a pious predecessor states that the reason for Fir'aun claiming to be God was that he remained healthy for a long time, Marana, such that for 400 years had passed and he had not experienced a headache, nor even had a fever, nor did he even have any pain in any vein. And this holy Allah goes on to say that if he had a headache in half of the head, even for just one day, so let alone claiming to be God, he would have actually abandoned his useless activities. Allahu Akbar. And this is the reflection of the holy Allah, that Fir'aun was living a life of arrogance. And how often, Huzoor, I have seen it before us, a person may be, you know, really full of himself, but the moment he gets ill, through this mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla, he becomes humble. He turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Speaking about Fir'aun, Imran Bhai, just imagine a person who comes across a baby in, you could say, a miracle way, that his own daughter is suffering from an illness, and that baby places his hand and that daughter is now cured. But the daughter is about to die. They're looking for a cure. They cannot find the cure. That baby cures that person's own daughter. And then this person loves this little baby so much so that it grows up in his own arms. He feeds the baby. He cannot eat unless the baby is present. This was Fir'aun and Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. That when Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was found, he was brought up in the arms of Fir'aun. Fir'aun could not eat unless Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was there. And he would place Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam on his lap. So every single part of him he saw. You know, everything of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam grew up in his arms. And he even saw the supernatural things, the spiritual, the beauty, the perfection of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, all of his acts, all of his doings, his etiquettes. And then even the miracles which Hazrat Musa alayhi salam performed. But yet, and yes, he suffered from no illness, no disease, yet he was so stubborn to see the truth. Allahu Akbar. Isn't this amazing truly, Imran Bhai?
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, it is in another, you know, narration of Sayyidina Imam Zainul Abideen bin Ali bin Hussein, and this reference to this is in the booklet called Allah Waluki Fateh. Imam Zainul Abideen states that if the body does not get ill, then it becomes arrogant. If the body does not get ill, then it becomes arrogant. And there is no goodness in an arrogant body. You know, this is a point of reflection. You know, this was my take home from illness. This illness comes to humble insan. And perhaps we can ask ourselves, now that we understand there's khair and goodness, and I was hearing the beautiful fadilat and blessings that Maulana Shabazz, you were sharing during the course of your program. What is our response to this illness? That's the next, you know, I want to just touch on it. What is our response? What is our response? If our response is one of complaining of the qadr of Allah, if our response is one of bickering about how Allah has given you this illness, and, you know, in South Africa, it was a point of reflection as I was reflecting on this topic. In South Africa, when we have a headache, and we have a fever, the term often used is, I have a terrible headache, or I have a terrible flu. And when I had read this beautiful risala on illness, I reflected and I said, how could we possibly call that which Allah had decreed for you as terrible?
Allah.
Find another adjective, Maulana Shabazz Madini. We need to another find another more beautiful way of expressing the way, maybe we could say, I have a severe headache. But the use of the term like, I have a killing headache, I have a terrible headache. We need to choose our words, because remember this within the divine will. When we, one of our tenets of our iman is, we bring iman in, wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi. We believe in the qadr, in the destiny of Allah Azza wa Jal, both good and bad. And this is within that which Allah had ordained for us. So we need to relook at what is our response to our illness. If our response is one that is weak, one that which complains, then sadly, we will dilute the benefits that Maulana Shabazz, you had so eloquently mentioned. Our response should always be, like in all calamity, a response of persevering in patience. And as the Quran clearly commands us, the prize and the way we should respond is with sabrun jameel. Subhanallah. Sabrun jameel. Beautiful patience. Jameel comes from Jamal. Beautiful patience. What is this beautiful patience? This beautiful patience is, yes, we are sick. Indeed, illness is a challenge for anyone. You're feeling sick, but you must accept within your heart firstly. The beautiful patience is within your heart. You accept, Ya Allah, this is your will. Sayyidina Ayyub Nabiyana Ali Salatu Wasalam is a perfect example in the Quran for us to model what is sabrun jameel. We must internally accept that this is the qadr of Allah. And externally, in our conduct, whilst we're experiencing that pain, you know, I have often feel, in fact, there is a very close family of mine that had a foot amputated. But wallahi, Maulana Shabazz Madini, whenever I call him at the hospital, and I looked at his face, he had this smile on his face. I said, how are you, Hafizat? He says, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. With a smile on his face, he said, Alhamdulillah. I thought to myself, Ya Allah, Azza wa Jal, this is what sabrun jameel is. He never once replied to me and says, Imran Bhai, it's paining so much. Yes, perhaps the pain came afterward. It's a painful, but his smile on his face and in his voice, if you heard him, you could see there was this beauty in his voice. This is our response. And inshallah, if our response is a sabrun jameel response, Maulana Shabazz Madini, then indeed we will get all the benefits. And lastly, I want to contribute by your program, Huzur. What was the response of the Awliya Allah? The Awliya Allah always give us, you know, the measurement and the yardstick. You know, someone may ask, but Imran Bhai, how can we develop the sabrun jameel? Let us look at what is the response of Awliya Allah to illness. And I want to quote the very beautiful incident of Sayyidina Rabia Basriya radiallahu ta'ala, which is narrated in a very beautiful book of Maulana Fariduddin Attar, Sheikh Fariduddin Attar Ramtulali, called Tadkharatul Awliya, the Memoirs of Saints. Once Sayyidina Rabia Basriya radiallahu ta'ala saw a man passing, and on his forehead, he had a patta, he had a string, a bandage type. So she asked this person with the bandage, why you have a bandage? And he replied that, I am suffering from a headache, Allahumma. So Sayyidina Rabia Basriya radiallahu ta'ala asked him, what is your age, young man?
And he asked that my age is 30. And she asks, till today, how have you passed your life? So he asks, no, alhamdulillah, I've passed my life in good health. So she says, for 30 years, your Lord has kept you sound. And you do not fly around with colors on your body to express your gratitude. His Allah, gift to Allah. Express this gratitude so that people can ask you, why are you, you know, in other words, you didn't announce by wearing a patta to show people that Allah has given me good health. For 30 years, you did not do this. Now, once when Allah has given you some headache, you go and you announce to the entire dunya that Allah has given you a headache. And Allah, he says to him, he based practice of yours. So my dear viewers of Madini channel and Maulana Shahbaz Madini, this is my humble contribution to your program, that when we, whatever we have in life, look at what we had. Alhamdulillah, look at what Allah had blessed us with up to now. And the fact that we are still alive, we still have, and you know, in South Africa, we went through a period of severe unrest, which really challenged us. You know, alhamdulillah, we are so make shukr we are alive to be in this program. So we must make shukr of Allah has given us that ability to be alive and make tawbah. So illness, we must look at the silver lining in illness. And illness is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ji Mawlana Shahbaz Madini.
Ji, barakallah, mashallah. Imran bhai, shooting away there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. Honestly, beautiful words. Really, really beautiful words, mashallah. Pearls. Jazakallah khairah for your time. Madi views of Madi views of are going to go to our fruit segment, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
My dear viewers, today's segment, the fruit segment, which fruit shall we be speaking about? Papayas, yes. Papayas are interesting weather fruits. They have been enjoyed for many, many years. Papayas, they grow in tropical climates and are also known as papaws or pawpaws. Interesting. Allahu Akbar. Their sweet taste, their vibrant color, and the wide variety of health benefits they provide make them an extremely popular fruit. The possible health benefits of consuming the papaya include a reduced risk of heart disease, diabetes, cancer, aiding in digestion, improving, lowering blood pressure, and improving wound healing. Yes, if you have hurt yourself, eat a papaya. Allahu Akbar. It helps, it aids in the healing of your wound. This exotic fruit is packed with numerous health benefiting nutrients. It is one of the favorites of fruit lovers for its nutritional, digestive, and medicinal properties. The papaya plant is grown extensively all over the tropical regions, but under cultivated farms. For those on a calorie deficit, it has been said that the papaya fruit is very low in calories. That's just 43 calories for every 100 grams of papaya fruit, my dear viewers. And it contains no cholesterol whatsoever. Nonetheless, it is a rich source of phytonutrients, minerals, and vitamins. Yes, papayas contain soft, easily digestible flesh with a good amount of soluble dietary fiber that helps to have normal bowel movements, thereby reducing constipation problems. Now, papayas are great for your eyes. Why? They possess vitamin A. Vitamin A helps protect your vision from degeneration. Nobody wants to lose the ability to see due to a disease like age-related macular degeneration. And by eating papayas, this will ensure that you do not see a day where you cannot see. Yes, it also helps in reducing stress. And for those that wish to lose weight, my advice to you,
eat papayas.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Papayas, enough has been said, we'll leave it there. Allahu Akbar, especially speak about illnesses and then the amount of benefits of papayas, my dear viewers. But as I said, enough said, that's all for now. We are coming to the, well, the program is ending now, my dear viewers. To conclude the program, the correct answer was 700, so approximately 700 times the commandment of Salah has been given within the glorious Quran. Please never miss a single prayer. Keep in mind, Zuhr Salah is going to be beginning, depending on where you are in the world, where you're watching from. Some may be thinking that Zuhr Salah has already begun here in the United Kingdom. Very soon, after a few hours, Zuhr Salah shall be beginning. So I need to think, whatever I'm doing, don't forget my Salah. Asr Salah, Maghrib Salah, Isha Salah. You need to think, is it time for prayer? If it's time for prayer, I need to go read my Salah first. Later I'll do something else. Don't delay it, because sometimes when we delay, you end up missing it. So don't delay it. Pray your Salah, my dear viewers. Don't delay. Pray your Salah, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Don't miss a single prayer. That's all for now. We shall be returning tomorrow, my dear viewers. Please do continue to recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun